The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
This is Sam Gaino from Cochranville, Pennsylvania, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 261 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Coach Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Coach.
I'm Coach?
Well, because of what we're going to do today.
Oh, Coach. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. I don't know where you come up with these.
I have to explain it. But anyways, yeah. Shout out.
How are you today, Mike?
I'm okay.
Getting over your cold?
Yeah, it's been, I've been talking
only
with the Guinness
weeks.
People. Yeah. And they, want to put me on the cover of the next of the 2016 Guinness Book of World Records because my cold. I've had my cold for something like 84 weeks now. So,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That coincides with the record that we broke in Boston for the most snow, ever. It was about 104 inches.
Yeah, we're down we're down about 50 or 60. So spring is right around
so
the corner.
So I'm really hoping by April when I run the Boston Marathon that I don't have to do it in boots.
I think we're going to be doing snowball fights for July 4th. But anyways.
All right. So my shout out today is to Kelly Campbell. And Kelly is on the Mickey Milers. And she also is doing a great job participating in the Fitness Challenge, Fitz Kohler's challenge that she has. I think she has it every month. And really, she did the strength training for runners, too. So go to fitness.com and you can join, too. And get all sorts of videos, and they're really cool.
You know, this week, everyone is walking into the office, and they're saying, how's your bracket? How's your bracket? And so, you know, Michelle and I thought about what would be an interesting show that is sort of timely and, you know, in line with what's going on. The NCAA basketball tournament is going on. We're getting close to the Final Four, and eventually we will crown an NCAA college basketball champion. So we decided that we're going to do a little bracketology of the Run Disney events and try to come up with what we think would be an eventual Final Four and championship, and who most people, from feedback, talking with people, and our own experience, which Run Disney weekend would be crowned the Run Disney champion.
Yeah, so full disclosure, I am not a big bracketology fan, but I've had to give into it just because of the bracket March Madness craziness that happens in my house. And so I actually have a regular bracket. I know nothing about any of the teams, but I choose anyway. But I think this is a great idea because I know bracketology is really something that a lot of people, and you actually have a Mickey Milers bracket right?
So. Mickey Miles Podcast Champion Challenge 2015, something like that.
Yeah, so. But we're going to do it with races, with basketball teams.
So let's explain to everyone how we did this, Michelle. So we listed all the Run Disney weekends in the order, the chronological order that they appear. So, for instance, the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is in January, and then we've got Star Wars in January, then we get Princess, and down the line. Once we did that, 1 through 8, with one exception, we did not include Everest because it's a 5K. It's really not a big weekend. Then I downloaded a random generator, and I just pressed the button, and whichever race popped up, that race got placed in the brackets, and I went right down. So Having said that, if you want to play along with us, what you may want to do is you want to make two brackets on the right, two brackets on the left. Okay, so we actually are going to have four contests and then two and then one. The first contest, we're going to be talking about the Tinkerbell Half Marathon Weekend versus the Princess Half Marathon Weekend. The second one, and this is a hot one, and it just happened to fall in this way, the Avengers Half Marathon Weekend versus Star Wars Half Marathon Weekend. That will be interesting. And then on the other side, we have the Tower of Terror Race Weekend against the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. Finally, we have the Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend versus the Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. So, Michelle, what kind of criteria did we come up with when we were going to debate and do this bracketology?
Well, the things that we're considering are the race course, the weather for the time of the year, the theming of the race, the expo, what's available at the expo, the time of year in general, whether it's busy, things like that, and finally the race medal. All right.
Okay. First one up. And this is interesting because we're talking West Coast versus East Coast. And we have not done one of these, but we've talked with a lot of people. And so hopefully, you know, we will honor their feedback.
Yeah, so we should actually say that although we've done most of these races, we haven't done all of them. But we're taking into consideration reviews that we've gotten from other people because we have reviewed all these races.
Okay, Michelle. So Tinkerbell versus Princess. What do you think?
I think we gave the edge to Tink on that one.
I think the Tinkerbell Half Marathon Weekend gets a slight edge because that 5K, starting the 5K in the Magic Kingdom, a lot of people would love that.
The half marathon course is fantastic too.
Get a half marathon course. Excuse me. You know, you have the Pixie Challenge. You've got the Tinkerbell 10K. You get the Neverland 5K. I think that, a lot of people rave about it, so we will give the nod to
Tink goes to the next round.
Tink goes to the next round.
All right.
She advances from the Elite Eight to the Final Four. She's in the Final Four.
Okay.
All right. Next up is, this one's a tough one, Michelle, the Avengers versus Star Wars.
We have both done the Avengers.
We have done the Star Wars, but we've heard all kinds of things.
Yep. So the course, it sounds like the Star Wars course. I've heard people say it was their, people who have done a lot of these races have said it's their favorite course. So I think we have to, just based on all the feedback that we've gotten, that one's for the course. The weather, Avengers is in November, Star Wars is in January.
I think it's a wash, Michelle.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might give the... Well, I mean, what happened when we did the Avengers?
Well, it was very windy.
Santa Ana wins. I don't know that that's typical, but I don't know. I think... Did you say a wash?
I'd say a wash.
Okay.
I think November and January is the same.
Okay.
But I'd give it a wash.
The theming?
Wow.
I'm not a big Avengers fan, nor am I a big Star Wars fan, but I think I would like to see Star Wars characters over
Avengers. I think Disney is more familiar with Star Wars characters, so I think that the nod goes to that.
Right. I mean, like, you have plus the Mickey and Minnie. You know,
plus, what we've heard, the theming was really, really good. So mm-hmm.
You have the Mickey and Minnie, Minnie Princess Leia, things like that.
Yep.
And, course, you know, having Darth Vader on the course is cool. And just the I heard the costumes from people who were there were just fantastic too. All right, so we have the time of the year in terms of traveling and crowds.
Well, here's where the Avengers gets a little bit of a nod because of the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay.
Yes.
And because the
holiday theming.
Holiday theming.
Mm-hmm.
And the, which has nothing to do with the race.
No, but it's a consideration.
The whole experience, yes. So I think the Avengers gets the nod for time of year.
I would agree with that. And finally, the medal.
Well, I think the medals are almost a wash. I think they're pretty much the same.
I don't know. I thought the... I thought the Star Wars medal was pretty impressive, all the Star Wars medals. I have the Avengers medal, and I like it very much. It's a spinning medal, but I thought it was pretty cool. I personally would give a nod to the Star Wars for the medal, too. So where does that leave us, Mike?
I think that leaves us with, to me, it looks like Star Wars gets the edge.
So it's funny, two races that we haven't run move forward.
So it's Tink and Star Wars.
Ooh.
Moving over to the Final Four.
Okay.
Now let's move over to the Mickey side of the house.
Okay.
We have interesting matchup right now. It's the Tower of Terror.
All right.
10-miler versus the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend.
Oh, boy.
What
all right.
Think?
So, courses, I guess, because we're doing the whole weekend.
Well, nighttime versus daytime. Right off the bat.
Well, we're talking about the courses.
Okay. So, Walt Disney World has a, basically, it's a Epcot for the 5 and the 10K. And for the half, it's sort of, I guess you could say, two theme parks for the half and all the theme parks for the full. So a big nod goes to the January weekend.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, weather?
Weather, I would say this is tough, Michelle, because I've run Tower of Terror 3 or 4 times. And I think you have two. And it can be good. It can be hot.
Mm. It was one of my toughest races ever. It was so hot.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with the Tower of Terror because I think I'd rather have it hot than cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that surprises me.
Yeah.
That would be something that I would say. So. January can be, we don't know. It's like you don't know. It could be, it's been hot, it's been cold, it's been rainy, it's been snowy.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I give Tower of Terror a nod. There's no surprises. It's going to be within 20 degrees. At Walt Disney World, we don't know.
At Walt Disney World,
Walt
January.
Disney World half marathon. I mean, the marathon weekend. We both run. I've run in 38-degree weather at the beginning,
right.
And I've run in 80-degree weather.
Right,
so,
right. So. Okay, I'm gonna agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, theming.
There's really not much theming going on in January. It's just a very general Disney thing. So the theming would have to go to the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I think the Tower of Terror has some really cool Twilight Zone, you know, the music, the lasers and things like that. That's very cool. And the Expo. We didn't talk about the Expo for some of the other,
the other race. I think that it goes without saying that the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend has got the best Expo.
Oh, yeah. It's so big, and there's just so much there. The Tower of Terror one is smaller. And finally, the medal?
There are so many different medals that you can get at Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. The only thing is that the Tower of Terror medal is kind of cool because it's an elevator that goes up and down. But in terms of bling, I don't think that you can question that the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend offers all kinds of bling.
Yeah, you could get the Dopey, you can get the 10K. I mean, there's just a lot there. So Walt Disney World Marathon weekend in January goes forward.
Yeah, I think that it kind of goes to the Final Four because it's it just has a little bit more going to it. But you know what's kind of interesting? If you put the Tower of Terror against a few others, I think there'd be a different result.
Mm.
Finally, we have the Disneyland. We have another East Coast, West Coast matchup. The Disneyland Half Marathon versus the Walt Disney World Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. This is very, very interesting.
Why don't Disneyland, you start? Including the Dumbo Double Dare.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the course. So we have a nighttime course. The cool thing about Wine and Dine is it goes to 3 different parks, which is kind of neat. The Disneyland Half Marathon goes to 2 parks, and you spend quite a bit of your time outside of the parks, too. So for me, the course would have to go to Wine and Dine.
Okay.
What about you?
I agree. I think that running through the industrial portions of the city of Anaheim just doesn't do it for me, and I think that kind of will put this race in second place, I just think, in terms of the course.
Yeah, but you do get to run through the Angel Stadium.
That's true.
Which is very cool.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. So I would say for the course would go to one dime.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, weather.
Oh, boy. I think that the weather is, I'm going to, I know I mentioned about how I like the warm weather with the Tower of Terror and Walt Disney World over the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, but that was because there really aren't surprises in October. You know what you're going to get in Orlando. I think that this is pretty close, but I think I would go with the weather for Wine and Dine because it's nighttime in November and it's probably perfect running weather for most runners, whereas Disneyland, I know that as someone who I know very well had some dehydration issues with the Disneyland half marathon weather. So I think that runners would prefer the Wine and Dine.
Mm, but I think, I don't know, I think I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one. I know that you got dehydrated, but I think that that could have happened during Wine and Dine too. Mm-hmm. And I think that having done lots of both of these races, I would give a slight upper hand to the Disneyland in terms of it being predictable. Okay. And I don't know. So I think we draw on that one.
Okay.
All right. What about the theming?
Theming, I think you'd go, the theming is going to be tied in with the time of year. It's the reason why there is a Wine and Dine half marathon weekend is because there's a food and wine festival going
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the theming is done very well. And also, what is at the end of that race is an opportunity to choose between wine or beer as you finish the race. And I think that that's a really good good way. We see a lot of food theming during the course. So I think that you have to give the nod to Wine and Dine.
With the after party, too. There's an after
party. There's an after party.
But one thing that you didn't talk about is the Christmas overlay, which you can do in Wine and Dine. So you can go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Can you? Yeah, I think you can. Maybe that it's the first weekend of it, I think. And then there's some Christmas decorations starting. And for the course, you get to run through Osborne Lights.
I will buy the Osborne Lights. I think that I'm not sure about the I guess it depends upon the weekend.
Yeah.
That you may or may not be able to do Mickey's
okay.
Very Merry, but
so
I agree
me,
with the Osborne.
For me, that's going to be the theming and time of year, go to Wine and Dine.
Yeah, and I think that pretty much
Metal,
I would say. Disneyland, you've got the opportunity to do the Disney Dumbo Double Dare. So,
Which is a great medal.
So I'm going to give the medal to Disneyland.
Me too. I am too.
But I think it's close. But I think, Michelle, we agree that Wine and Dine.
Wine and Dine wins that round. Yeah. Yep. All right. So.
Wow. Final four. We're going to have Tinkerbell versus Star Wars. And we're going to have the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend versus Wine and Dine.
So do we have, just like with regular bracketology, East versus West here?
Yeah, it sounds like that's what it is, yes. So let's get right to it. I don't think we have to discuss too much more between these, but we can look at Tinkerbell and Star Wars. Which one would you go
from
with?
From what we've discussed, I would choose Star Wars.
I agree.
I think of which one I would, out of those two, that I would rearrange my schedule, save extra pennies, and try to make it out there for. And just based on all the great feedback that we got, it would be Star Wars.
Okay, Michelle, so we have figured out Star Wars as being one half of the championship match. And now we have to decide between the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend and the Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Me to start?
Yeah, you start me.
I think that if Wine and Dine was up against any other weekend, they would win it. But I have to give the nod, and I don't know what you're going to say, but I'm going to give the nod to the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend because it's the granddaddy of them all. It started the whole thing off, and if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have the others.
I would agree. I think you put it very, very well. I mean, there are so many wonderful things about Wine and Dine. It is the race for some people, the only one that they do all year. But I don't know. I think that, you know, I agree. Like, if you want the whole Run Disney race experience, that is the one that you go to, in my opinion.
So the final is Star Wars versus the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. And I think that my argument continues that it's the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend that has to be given the nod here.
I agree. I think what we're saying here is if you probably only do one West Coast race, it should probably be Star Wars. If you only do one East Coast race, it should be the January race weekend. And for people who are doing both of those, you could get your coast to coast in 2 weeks because they're so close in time.
So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. If I was on the outside listening in, I would say, well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend win in every single match? Do you think it would?
Well, I mean, we didn't talk night races versus day races. We didn't talk about just the 5Ks. You know, I think from what we understand, the Tinkerbell 5K starting on Main Street USA is pretty spectacular. I think there's so many different variables. But if we're just looking at the whole race weekend package, it's got to be the January race weekend for me.
Very hard to beat.
So
it might have been somewhat predictable, but we'd like to hear from all of you, and if you agreed or disagreed with what we came up with our Run Disney bracketology. And so Michelle, it looks like the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend takes it. So we want to thank everyone for listening, and if you agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. We want to hear from you. We'd love to hear your thoughts on all this, and if you enjoyed this. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All-Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All-Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.